Golf Smarter, number 643. Do not buy golf balls until you hear this conversation with Sam Hogan of TwoGuysWithBalls.com.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, Sam.
How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
You have a really fun business. I don't know why I find it fun, because I'm not a retail kind of guy, but I love what you are doing in the golf industry. But where did you come up with the name TwoGuysWithBalls.com?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, thank you very much for that. But yeah, it was, you know, when we decided to explore this potential business was actually an idea that came up through just casual conversation. I did a bunch of research on the industry itself, and is there even a call for this? And being avid golfers, you know, we love just going out golfing, losing balls, finding balls, you know. And so we built up some, quite a bit of balls over the years, and maybe our wives were yelling at us to get rid of the balls. Who knows? But we just decided to do some research and see if there was an avenue for selling any of these things. I love golf, passionate about golf. I wanted to help the amateur golfer, as I'm an amateur golfer. I think, the expense of golf is getting yeah, cost prohibitive, frankly, you know.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it took a lot of time to develop it. And it just came to me one day where I'm just like, wait a second. How about two guys with balls?
Perfect.
And then I went through the analysis of is it too much? Hmm. Is it going to alienate anybody? I don't want anyone to not understand who or what we are. I don't want to offend anybody. You know, just going through, and we had a team of brand professionals who helped us out and validated that it worked, and it just kind of stuck and went with it. So,
and have you ever received any comments from anyone about it being offensive?
No, not one. It's quite the opposite. It's they love it for the reasons that I just said.
Yeah,
it's a little edgy, but it's not over the edge, or if it's not to the point where, you know, golf has tradition and golf is etiquette, and
right,
wearing a t-shirt or wearing a polo or having going to our site, it's not offensive. And I haven't received
It's probably immediately past the spousal test, right? I mean, that's the first person you got to ask. You ask your wife, is this okay? If she says, he's like, yeah, that's fine, right? But if she's like, no, I don't think, then you're like, you're out, you're gone. That's not, that's...
It's funny you say that, because one said it was okay and the other one said no. So then we,
wait a minute, you have two wives?
Well, no, co-founder, remember, co-founder, no.
Okay.
But yeah, so then we pressure tested against our IT team and again our marketing team, and we decided that we were going to go with it. So,
what were you doing before that?
So, passionate about golf. So, various in golf industry, various jobs. I could never really find my niche in golf. I taught myself how to play golf through Ben Hogan's book, which I stumbled upon.
Wait, no relation, right?
No, yeah, I wish, but no relation. I think somehow that came up, in the Google search when I found it. But and it was like the answer to golf, and to me, I could never understand why some people could hit the golf ball, some people couldn't hit the golf ball. And where athletic, non-athletic, it didn't matter. And so there had to be an answer. And through discovering a Ben's Hogan book and then more analysis and theory, I came to just loving golf and being okay at it. I'm not going to say I'm good, but, and then it turned into, how can I have a career in golf and still have fun, but provide a solution to some of the challenges that amateur golfers face. And I guess ultimately that's kind of why I started the business, and we started the business, and where we want to go and continue to go by still helping people as well, you know, through our charity arm.
You were working in the golf business?
Yeah, I wasn't professional or anything like that.
Right.
It was just, younger, being a caddy.
Yeah,
and, you know, working in the restaurant, working at the clubhouse, you know, all different. So many different experiences within golf and with a golf atmosphere prior to this.
Are you one of those guys, when you play golf, you spend more time looking for golf balls than you do fixing divots on the green?
I do both, right? So I'm happy to say my game is to the point where I don't lose as many balls as I used to.
Good for you.
But while others are looking for their balls and I help them look for balls, I'm also looking for balls as well. It's one of those things I can never stop doing. Every time I find a ball, I think I won something, you know? So, I guess it goes hand in hand of why, this business works for me.
How long have you been doing it now? When did you start the business?
I'd say about 3.5 years, roughly.
Okay.
A couple years before that, the development of it, and I did a lot of research, and collectively we were doing it passively because we had a support, obviously our lives. And then ultimately about 3.5-4 years of focusing on this.
And how do you now supply your inventory with balls? Where do you find them? How do you find them? Is it local? Do you do it nationally, internationally? What are your resources?
Yeah. You never could sustain an actual long-term business of supplying hundreds of thousands of golf balls through just picking up by courses. This doesn't happen. So initially it was partnering with local courses and, you know, people that I know, right? That's how you usually start things. But now we have multiple wholesalers that supply balls throughout the country to us. And we're constantly working with many different divers and recoverers to supply our inventory, you know, for our customers. So it's a variety of different sources.
Okay.
Like any of our competitors, it's very similar. We're all trying to get the balls the same way. So
right, but you're not. This business is not unique, is it? I mean, you've got to have competition.
Absolutely. We are a small fish in a big pond. And,
oh, is that
and
right?
A lot of competition. Yeah, a lot of competition out there. A lot of great companies out there doing great work out there. And so it's similar process for all of us of how we're trying to get the balls, clean the balls, cover the balls, and then sell them to our customers.
Well, you talk about other companies that are doing great work. I have to commend you because, and maybe this is one of the hooks that you guys came up with, but the fact is that you donate money to Arnie's Army. You give back part of your sales. How did that mm-hmm. come about?
You know, my partner and I, we're very, very passionate about helping others in any capacity, not just through golf, just in life. I think it's a...
Well, you're from Wisconsin.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Right.
I get that sense from people from Wisconsin. And it's like, what can I do to help? Oh, yeah, okay. So, thank you.
It's in the water up here, I guess. I don't know. But very passionate about it and always looking for a way to excel the efforts. And usually financial is the way that you can really take it to the next level. And a lot of times many people don't want to, but they just don't have the financial means to do it. And so I thought, we thought that this would be a great way to join together with our customers who probably may be in similar situations that might not be able to give time or effort or financial means, but, you know, donate a dollar here or $2 here, additional to what we do would be a way that, it could help others, but also create some loyalty within our fans. You know, we have great competition. We've done some things we think that have differentiated ourselves. And that's one of them. And that's something that no matter what stage we're going to be in, it's going to be something that will absolutely be a part of our business.
Phenomenal. Good for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I heard about you guys. I read about you on travelgolf.com. Kyle Christensen.
Okay.
Kyle Christensen, who wrote about it, actually has been on the show before. So I follow his stuff. And I read about it. It's like, wow, this is, you know, yes, it's nice that they're giving back, but what a smart idea for a business. Because, and like, somebody gave me a box of golf balls for my, some Pro V1s for my birthday last year. And I looked at them and I said, you know, I really appreciate you giving me a gift that you know I'm going to lose.
Yes, like a lot of our fellow golfers, correct?
Yeah. it's almost embarrassing.
You know, awesome.
Thank you, but I'm going to lose this. I'm promising you now. I'm going to lose your gift.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, and part of the bio that you guys have about us on your website, you have a couple words in there that just exploded off the page to me, because you're talking about the joy of playing golf and what we love to watch and the ball fly through the air, and you just wrote, we get it, we love it, we can't stop it. It's like the greatest line ever. I just want a bumper sticker that has a golf ball and says, we get it, we love it, we can't stop it.
All right. Well, maybe I'll create that and send you over to you. Okay. And your fans. So that's a good idea.
All right. Thank then you got to put the Golf Smarter logo on it, too.
Done.
I'll send you the
full marketing. I love it.
Okay. Co-branding, my friend. Co-branding.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me.
Yeah.
What is a used golf ball? Give me the idea that, you know, someone who really needs to justify in their mind that they have to go spend, I don't even want to throw a number on it, but they have to go out and buy a brand new box of balls to feel like they're going to play better.
Yeah. You know, it's a great question. And I think that a lot of our customers or people that are thinking about it have those same questions. And as much as you can try to answer it on a website or a piece of paper, you know, we get calls that ask us, hey, why should I buy this? You know, what is a used golf ball? And basically a used golf ball is just like a golf ball that you, are playing on the second shot of the first hole. So we've all been in that situation, at least I have, and a lot of people that I know, that whether it's yourself or your boss or people you're playing golf with, on that first drive, on that first tee, brand new box of balls, brand new sleeve of balls, you take one out at $4 sitting there on that tee, you take your first swing at that drive, and it goes into the woods, or goes into the pond, or goes somewhere else. Frankly, sometimes it goes 5 feet in front of you in the little rough they have there, and no one wants to look at it. Look there because they're embarrassed, right? but that's what it is. And so from there, that's the start of it. You know, throughout the course of 18 holes, you know, average golfer loses 6+ balls. It was 5, and now the research has shown it's 6. So
really.
Yeah, and it's incredible when you think about the price of a round. You know, the average golfer playing, you know, spending $60 to $100 on some municipal courses, then you pay you know, $40 to $50 a dozen. You know, you lose that first ball that costs you $4.5 or whatever that number would be. You think about your head on that next shot. And everybody says golf is a mental game, and I agree. You just lost $4. How are you going to be able to hit that next shot? So chances are you're probably going to lose the next ball. And then you go down a rabbit hole of you know what? I can't play good golf balls. So I'm going to go down to the lower quality balls that you don't care losing. And, you know, and it's great because everybody has what they want to do. But ultimately, you know, lowering the price of golf one ball at a time. That's what we're passionate about.
Hmm.
And if we can help amateur golfers, any golfer, have the experience of a brand new sleeve of balls at half the cost, then we win. And obviously the most other reasons. And literally a used, recovered, whatever you want to call it, is basically a golf ball that has been lost, that we recover, we clean, we sanitize, we hand inspect, and we grade out, and then resale them to anybody who wants to buy them.
I want to get deeper into that, but you know, even though, and someone may say, "Oh my God, this is just a long commercial for these guys." Yes, it is. You know what?
Right?
I'll be the first to admit it, because I'm going to find companies, you know, that I like or that I'm interested in, and if they're worth a long conversation and it turns into a commercial for their business, then go and support the business. Come on, y'all. I mean, this is a great idea.
Yeah, and I love it. However it goes, because when I think it's transparent, Fred, when you see and hear about companies that are just trying to make profits or that want to make profits and then do good, because obviously you're running a business, you're for profit. We are a for profit company, but I want to make some money and I want to help a lot of people at the same time. And that's what we started our business on. That's what we're doing. And that's why I think that a lot of our customers have resonated with our product.
Sam, are you paying me to do this?
I am not paying you to do this.
Okay. So then let me stop for someone who might. We'll be right back. Okay, Sam, now you get the point, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How knowledgeable are you about different golf balls? I mean, are you just like bringing them in, sending them out, or can you make recommendations on balls for different people?
Well, I'd like my friends to ask you that, answer that question, because absolutely, the amount of knowledge that I and my partner, we've gained and our whole company have gained, it's not just about bringing in and selling them. It's about understanding what a golf ball is. It's understanding the pieces of golf balls. It's understanding why there's a one-piece ball, why there's a five-piece ball, all the different intricacies about it. You know, many people don't realize out there the little things like, what do the arrows on a Pro V mean? Well, that denotes what year model that they're playing.
You're kidding.
And no, one of the blogs that we wrote is, yeah, so right now, if you look at the current Pro V1, so Titleist comes out with every 2 years, they come out with a new generation of Pro Vs. And they call it the 2017 and 2018. So 2017 is when they brought out a brand new model of their Pro V. Now, they're selling that last year and this year, and then they're going to come out based on their pattern every 2 years with then a 2019/20 model. So if you look at the current 2017 golf ball, it has a black kind of an arrow with a thicker and then thinner at the end. And that is the way you can tell what year that the golf ball was produced by the manufacturer. Yeah. So if you look at the previous years, the 2015/16 model, it had a gray arrow. And then throughout the years of the generations of Pro Vs, you can see the different arrows and what they mean. You know, again, had to do some research. And then where it started with a number on it. So it's pretty incredible when, you know, sometimes we get into the nerdy details in some of our blogs and in our social media market expert, JT Hacker, who does some videos for us. He kind of makes fun of some of us, but that's the dynamic we love in our business, right? We like to have fun. We like to educate. We like to learn. We got a lot of different personalities that are coming in to develop our product.
That's absolutely fascinating. I had no idea about the dating on the balls. I'm like, really? Wow. I mean,
yeah.
And they do that with all their balls? Are they consistent, like in all the 2017, 2018 balls across the line? Do they have the black arrows?
Yes.
So the Pro V, Pro V1X, NXT Tour, all of them.
The black. So within the other Titleist golf balls, Pro V1 and Pro V-X have the same arrows. But you're going to get other types of changes in the way that they mark the balls for the other types of balls. So if you get a Velocity, it's going to look something different. If you get NXT, they no longer produce. But over the NXT years, you see the different generations. So each year can be denoted with the way, you know, no different than what Bridgestone did this year with the B330s, they got rid of the 330, and now they just have the B, the X, the S, so on and so forth. So, fascinating for some people, but some people are like, just give me the golf ball, man.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. And you talked about inspecting every ball by hand. Let me call you out on that. Really?
Yep.
So, yes. And what are you looking for? How do you determine pricing?
And who gets? So, yeah, call me out, and I appreciate you calling me out, because that's one thing that we spent a lot of time and effort making sure that we would be able to have the capacity to produce that long term. Right. Because any business that starts off, you're going to start small and then get bigger, hopefully, and grow and grow and grow. And to the point where if you create a business and you say that everything is hand inspected, you better inspect it from the first ball you sell to the millionth ball you sell. Right. That's what we believe. And we had a lot of discussion about that. Else we wouldn't upset it. And we do. We have multiple points of the hand inspection. Some might take a millisecond, some might take a second. You know, we start at a larger grading scale where, you know, you take out the imperfections, you take out the cuts, you take out the nicks, you take out the discolored balls. And then when you get down to the point where, you know, we grade our balls Eagle, which is the best brand, almost brand new ball that you could think of. And then we have Birdie, and then we have Par. And it goes along with, you know, the golfing terms. We wanted to kind of use that as a little marketing thing to think about Eagle being the best. Thought about doing hole-in-one, but, you know, hole-in-one happens so infrequently, just kind of like an Eagle. But we wanted to denote it as excellence. If you get an Eagle, it's an excellent hole. It's an excellent shot. A Birdie is really good. And Par is just, it's okay. It works, but
fascist.
You take a Par, right?
You know, Par's fascist. I'm sorry. It's not fair.
I know. I didn't want to create the negative impression with a bogey, a double bogey.
No, you're right. You're right.
You know,
I just think par in the scorecard's fascist.
Yeah. Take 18 of them, right? But, you know, and so that's the thought process behind it. And we do. And it's very important from the point of when we first get them in, but whether they're clean, before they're clean, so on and so forth, to the point of us sending them out, is we have multiple levels of quality checks to make sure that our customers are getting what they're paying for and that what we're advertising. And that goes along with our 100% guarantee. Send them back if you're not happy. We'll send out a new one on our dime. We have a no question, no hassles, money back guarantee in any way. And you hear that. And our customers, the few that have had some concerns, we've taken care of them. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. You know, we had a customer that ordered the wrong Pro Vs recently. No problem. We sent them a label on us, and we shipped them out the right one. Yeah, it was an expensive one, but it's a customer, right? We want to build our customer base. We want them to know that we aren't just trying to sell them golf balls.
Wow. I'm impressed. Do you reject balls?
Absolutely. Yes, and that is, when we first started and you know, starting it out of basically our houses, you know, I'm not going to ask you to interview our wives, but we had golf balls probably in anywhere you could think of, and a lot of golf balls, the majority of golf balls don't grade out, frankly. We sell shag bag balls, and one of the things that we've started is selling Pro B shag bag balls. And shag bag balls is just a ball that, you know, it's cheap, and you can hit it into the woods or into a field, or you know, you go on vacation and you want to hit it into a pond. You know, you don't need to retrieve them. And so that's what we sell those as. But a lot, I mean, it's not a high volume piece of our business, but a lot of majority of balls, they don't grade because it's not in, you know, the Eagle, Birdie, and Par. And that's what we spout on our website as well. And our competitors do as well. And I like that transparency, but you know what you're getting. And when we send our orders, we send out the grading scale. So it reminds our customers what they're expecting. And if they compare it immediately with the scale, they don't have to go on our website and look at it. It's in their packaging. and they're not happy, they let us know.
Do balls deteriorate? I mean, if a ball's been underwater for a year, or it's been underground under the mud, and you know, like, oh, what is this? Oh my God, it's a golf ball, and it's been there for, you know, multiple years and stuff. Do balls deteriorate, or should we just like look at those, even though if you can, you know, rub the dirt off of it or wipe right. the moss off of it?
Yes.
Is the ball playable, or is it you're really not going to get the same kind of ball?
That's a great question, and that's the number one question we field. The answer is they do not. If there are no markings, cuts on the cover, that those covers are made very durable and high quality just so they don't have any penetration that can happen to the inner cores. Because once there's air, water, dirt gets through that cover, then there absolutely is the deterioration of the ball, and you lose quality and you lose distance. And it's not like a new ball, but it could sit in a pond for a couple of years. You could bring it out. The cover may be discolored, but is not going to change the way the ball performs. And if you look, one of our recent blogs, I believe at the end of last year, we did show some of the testing that we've done and over the years, and that what the new ball is compared to quote unquote used or recovered or whatever. So as long as the rule of thumb I'd say is if you see a ball that has a cut in the cover, I know that that's not going to be like a new ball. But a discoloration, a mark where the integrity of that cover is not compromised, you're good to go.
That's good to know. And if you pull a ball that you feel has been underwater for a while, and you put it in your bag, and you see it glowing through your bag, I would get rid of that ball. If that ball's it's a radioactive ball.
But if it's glowing because it's shine, you got that new golf ball shine.
No. It's radioactive.
Don't stay away and send it to us, because we save the very unique balls that you get.
Oh, do you have a Hall of Fame? Do you have a ball Hall of Fame?
We do, yes. And it's fascinating what we find, and we. Eventually, we get to the point where we'll do something to show our customers what we have and market it, because it's pretty cool. It's cool what people put on their balls. You know, the sense of that's why I love. We're passionate about golf, right? What you said about
we get it, we love it. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, like we feel people's passions come through of what they put on the balls, and that's one of the. Intangible things that I never would have guessed through this business. You know, the joy that we feel from other golfers, we feel ourselves, and it's pretty cool. You know, getting the one recently that said, it was, this is my ball, it's yours now, don't lose it. You know, things like that. It's just like, people know they're going to lose golf balls, right?
It's kind of like the classic message in a bottle type of thing, right? It's like,
right,
here's
a
message from somebody in the past. And it's also amazing that with a product that you know you're going to lose, that you put something so intimate, possibly so intimate,
there,
on the ball to identify you
there
beyond your own initials.
Well. There are those as well, and can't mention some of those on this, but... but yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, we call them the unique balls sort. So yeah.
Okay, listen. This is going to be a long conversation. Let's take another quick break. Sam, can I ask you about various balls and the advantage or disadvantage of playing them, not used or new? But I mean, like, what's the difference? Throw this one out. What's the difference between a Pro V1 and a Pro V1X?
Yeah, that's another one of the number one questions we get, and we did a blog on that recently. And basically, the Pro V1 is a 3-piece ball. Pro V1X is a 4-piece ball. What does that mean, Sam? Right,
Sam. What does that mean?
Yeah, there you go. Setting you up here. But what that means is the Pro V1 is going to have it be a little harder. It's going to jump off the driver a little quicker because you're going to have less spin. So you're going to skin it a little further in distance. But when you come around the green, you're going to have less of that stoppability in a ball compared to the Pro V1X. So Pro V1X, you're going to get a few yards less. But with your irons and then with your wedges, as you get close to the green, when you want to stop and bring it back, or whatever your spin preference is when you get close to the green, you're going to be able to control that ball a little bit more with the Pro VX compared to the Pro V.
Interesting.
And that's what you see, you know, they're great balls. I mean, don't get me wrong. For any amateur golfer, either one's going to work great. It's been said over the years that the VX is a little harder to hit because of that extra piece, which creates more spin, and more spin means it could spin further to the right or to the left. But one thing that Titleist has done recently is they tried to create it where you still get that spin, but on miss hits, it's less. And the proof is always in the pudding for each golfer, but that's the way that they advertised it. And my personal preference is I play the X, but I think the Pro V1 is a great ball either way. So,
and what are the, what is an, and honestly, I'm sorry, I don't have an answer to this question, but what is a brand new box of Pro V1s cost? A dozen balls?
Yeah, right now it's about $49.99.
Okay.
You know, some, it's only within a couple of dollars, some at $47.99. But, you know, with tax, you're in the $50 range. You get it customized. Some people have it, you know, Father's Day sale, the same price for customized. But ultimately, you're going to average about $50 all in.
Okay. And if I were to go to twoguyswithballs.com and order a dozen Pro V1s that I would pay $50 for retail, and you said I had a choice of Eagle, Birdie, or Par, Eagle being the best condition balls. How much am I going to pay for a dozen Eagle quality Pro V1s from twoguyswithballs.com?
Now, do you want the 2017 or you want the previous model?
Okay, well, the price you just quoted me retail, the $50, I'm assuming that's the 2017 ball.
Exactly. Yep, exactly.
Okay, so let's go apples to apples here.
I just wanted to be clarify because
right, let's go apples to apples.
Our listeners want to know, right?
Right.
It $22, $22.99 right now for 2017 Eagle quality, brand new, like brand new ball that you would get retail about $50.
$22.99, sorry, but $23 for a dozen of them?
Yep.
And basically what I'm getting is a ball that may have been hit once, but it's got a logo on it of some sort. It was part of a tournament or something like that. That's the difference?
Yep. You could have either or. Some have logos, some have player markings, some don't. Yeah, that's it. And you see some of our reviews on our sites. You know, we just got one. The ball's like new. It looks new. You know, I could not tell if I didn't know it was not new.
Wow.
And that's where the hand inspected process has to be to keep that that Eagle quality being like new. The imperfections that we reject into an Eagle to Birdie, you know, sometimes I look at it like, this is a great ball, but I can't grade it out Eagle. Or our team brings it up and says, Sam, are you sure these aren't Eagle? Nope. We have to make sure that the way we're advertising is the way our customers are going to get it, to the point of we've been out of stock on some, especially 2017. You know, you recover less of those right now because it's a newer ball. But we've been out of stock at some times just because we've had some that we just could not grade into that Eagle.
Well, I was never able to justify in my own mind buying a brand new box of Pro V1s. Not so much for the price, but that definitely was an influence. But I always had an issue with buying a ball that was called Provisional.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
I never thought of it that way. Interesting.
Pro V.
Interesting.
Pro
yeah.
V1 or I S I O N A. I mean, Provisional. Why would you call a ball Provisional and charge me that much money for something? Because now I'm really getting nervous about hitting it.
Right. Very interesting.
Okay. Well, now this is like really making sense. Let me ask you about a couple different other golf balls. I mean, we can go to Bridgestone and all the obvious ones, but I don't want to go there right now because we're running out of time. But what about the buzz has all been about these Costco Kirkland balls that everyone's talking about, but nobody can find except if you find them used or lost or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's
the
deal with those?
Very interesting long story that I'm not going to get into, but ultimately Costco came out with a great 4-piece ball, which, you know, the way they advertise it, it rivaled, you know, the best balls on the market. And, you know, a urethane cover is a key for a higher end ball that performs a little bit better. And every brand has a type that has a urethane cover. But they did a really good job with the ball. The one big difference that we did in our testing is the cover didn't hold up as well as a Pro-V or a Chrome Soft or a Bridgestone after not losing it or not recovering, but just normal play. So with a Pro-V 1 or Pro-V 1X or any urethane cover type ball, you're going to get a good, without losing, without hitting a cart path, with just play, you're going to get a good 3 to 4 holes without any noticeable imperfections in that ball. Maybe a little discoloration from, you know, green or if you're in the sand, but not any noticeable imperfections. And with the Costco ball, from our testing, just our experience, you get that a little sooner. So those, you get marks in that cover a little sooner. And as soon as you get some marks or nicks in that cover, that's when you have to worry a little bit about the performance.
Mm-hmm.
But so what happened then from the research that we've done, and is Costco stopped making that ball for whatever reason. And there's many different opinions out there. And then this year, they...
I was going to say, ahead. Didn't Acushnet, owner of Titleist, didn't they come after him?
I believe that's what happened with some things. And again, I don't want to get into any details.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just a reader like anybody else was. But then Costco came out with a different ball this year. And so from the last that I've heard about it is they're not making the original ball anymore, and they're going to this ball, which is we haven't tested it out yet. We're going to. We have that on our docket to do this season, and we'll write a blog about it. It's a good ball from what I've heard so far.
Hmm. Are you familiar with the Dixon balls, the eco-friendly Dixon Earth,
yeah,
Dixon Fire, Dixon Wind balls?
Yes. You don't see those a lot in recovery. And we haven't tested those quite yet because they're just not popular yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that is one thing that we are seeing more and more when we're going through the inventory and recovering balls. So.
Okay.
The Vice balls, Vice brand is the one that's the new up and coming of golf balls. They do a pretty good job with their balls.
Yeah, tell me about that ball. I've seen some of the, I've found some of those as well.
Yeah, so the founder of Vice was in the golf business and came from another company, and they had multiple different levels, but they're selling a very nice, a urethane higher end ball for less money. And it's a good ball. We haven't tested it side by side yet, but it is on our list to do. And what we know is a lot of our customers are asking more and more for these balls. And they also came out with a lime green ball and a red ball in the high urethane quality. And those you can't keep on a shelf anywhere. You never see them. They're out of stock on brand new ones.
Really?
So that's an up and coming ball the last couple of years that's one to watch.
Well,
so,
wait. For miniature golf courses, what do they want a bright red ball?
How many years ago did you see all these lime green and red and yellow?
I still
suits?
Call it, yeah. Do we call them right? Yellow? Do we call them green? Right? I still don't.
Right. So. You know, so we know who sets the trends in our lives, right? It's those high schoolers. So what you see in the high school is what you're going to see in life very, very shortly. And so when you saw the clothes and the shoes and things like that, it was just a matter of time before the golf ball started following the golf industry. And when you saw Nike, now who's no longer in equipment, but with Rory's driver, which is that neon blue that came out when you have a traditional drivers, you know, you're starting to see it a little bit in the golf balls. But obviously the most popular is always going to be, or not always, you never know, but currently is the white.
What's your handicap, dude?
8.
You're an 8. What do you play?
Yep. I play the Pro B1X.
Okay. Used?
Yep.
You play used?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I play Eagle quality.
Talk about tossing, talking about throwing softballs out here. So for right. a mid handicapper, let's call it someone who's like a 15 handicap. Do you recommend anything, or does anything goes for any player?
Yeah, you know what I think. What I think about, that's a great question. I think you could go either way. The price that you could buy brand new or like brand new Pro V1 golf balls or any premium golf ball at on any ours but others, I think there's no reason why any mid high handicapper should use a lower quality golf ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you lose something that you didn't pay $5 for, $4 for, it's okay. It's easier to take, right? Because if you look at $22.99 for, let's say, the 2017 Pro B's Eagle quality, and you go and buy one of the lower quality brands of Top Flight, etc., you're going to pay similar to that for brand new. You know, $15.99 is when you're going to get a real low quality brand new ball, but for a couple more dollars, you can get an Eagle quality, the covered golf ball that is going to perform better than your current golf ball. And the technology that they have is, you could see hundreds of different stories of the mid handicapper should play this, the low handicapper should play this. I can't, you know, it's, to me, there isn't that much of a difference when you look into it. And I think the mental part of the game, where you know you're playing the best golf ball out there or one of the highest end golf balls out there, it takes one of the demons, so to say, out of the mind where, man, if I just had a better golf ball, I could play better, right? Mm. You don't have to think about it like that. One of our team members bought a Scotty Cameron putter. And it was great because he said, you know what? Every time I miss a putt, I'm not going to think I don't have the best putter out there. And I just think that's fascinating because that's the way our minds think and yeah. work, right?
Yeah.
So you take that out of it and you play golf ball every single shot. You don't use your wedge every single shot. You don't use your driver every single shot. So here's a way that you can invest less money but still play the best ball out there. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, you talked about JT Hacker, the guy who's doing your videos, which are very, he's very funny. But that's what he talked about. It's like, what do you use for every single golf shot? A ball. Yeah. You don't use every club.
Yeah.
But yeah, his video is very good. And you talked about your blog. Tell me more about the blog. Are these articles about what you guys are finding or what do you cover generally and who writes it?
It's all different. It's all different. We have many different writers. We have guest writers. There was a blog that was done about from a physical therapist that we know and enjoys that we respect about different techniques for your body. We did one on the history of the golf. All different. Whatever's out there is the popular topics. We like to help educate. Clarify, because there's many things about golf that are misconceptions. One big misconception is that there is a 2018 version of Pro V1s. There is not a 2018 version of Pro V1s. The balls that are being sold currently in any retail are 2017 generation. Are they producing it this year? Absolutely, but there's no changes from the previous year. Mm. There's some places that say, we're selling 2018 year ball. Things like that, we like to get our amateur golfers, our customers, no matter where you're at, educated on this game that's so complicated. You know, frankly, I don't think it's that complicated. I think throughout the years, we've complicated it. And so that's where our goal is, to give these little hints or tricks or things that can help amateurs and any golfer understand. But then also, that little light bulb goes in that's on in your mind that says, wow, that makes a lot of sense. So that's the kind of the angle that we like to get inspired when we write blogs.
You mentioned Golfers Anywhere. Do you guys ship internationally?
Yes, we do. Yep.
Does it make sense for somebody? Because, you know, Golf Smarter listeners, I get emails from all over the world, which is the most awesome thing. I love that part.
That's so cool.
But, for someone to buy, a box of Pro V1s at less than half the price, once you get the shipping in, does that make it still worthwhile for them?
Yeah, it does. Majority of the locations. And to your point, when you get an email from somewhere, we get an order from Australia or Europe. I mean, it's just great, but we've done a lot of research, and a lot of our customers have commented that, if you do the conversion rate, rough numbers, you're thinking about $70, $80 for a brand new box of Pro Vs.
Wow.
In some of these countries. And so even with the $30 or $40 shipping, you're still going to have a significant reduction of cost.
That's awesome.
Than if you bought new. And frankly, a lot of our customers have never afforded to buy a brand new box of $80 a golf ball. And so they've never played a brand new Pro V. So they buy our product and it's a new experience for them, So, so we absolutely do ship internationally, and we enjoy the findings and the feedback that we get from our customers, from it, just like some of the emails I'm sure you get.
Yep. So, you have various, incentive clubs, on your site that you can become a regular member or get regular shipping. Share a little bit about that with me. Just a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Real quickly. One of the things that we wanted to provide a one-stop solution for our customers within their golf ball needs. And so we're continuing to develop, but the first one's a VIP club. It's you pay a yearly fee. You get 10% off every single order. Even if we have a promotion, you get an additional 10% off and you get free shipping. So obviously the shipping is something that is a necessary evil with our business, right?
Yeah.
So we're embracing that. We give free shipping for anyone that has an order over $69, and any of our VIP members, we take that shipping completely out. So after your fifth dozen of balls, the club membership pays for itself. And we have many different levels or many different other features of it. One that I'll call out, and the rest can come on our site and take a look. But
please,
we do one free swing analysis a year for our VIP members. And it's pretty simple, where you upload into our site your swing, and we have a couple PGA professionals on staff who will use the current technology, analyze your swing, and then give a complete analysis back to a customer, a VIP member, for free, part of their membership.
Wow.
And in that, a lot of our members have taken advantage of, and we've heard great stories of coming back and saying, wow, that was the one thing I've been missing that I didn't understand. And again, go back to Ben Hogan's book. The answers are there. Many people don't know how to find them or don't know how to take and apply it to their swing. And so that's one of the additional benefits we want, because again, we want to help and sell our product both ways, right?
Yep.
And so if we can do both, again, we're happy.
Wow.
And so we also have our Balls of the Way Club, which it's a monthly subscription that every month at whatever day you want, your balls just show up on your doorstep. So a lot of times, and JT Hacker mentions this in one of his blogs, but how many times have you gone to the club, you look in your bag, and you're out of balls? So what do? You got to buy balls from the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Well, we all know what that costs.
Oh.
Additional, right? So if you're an avid golfer, if you're going to golf a few times a week or a handful of times a month, join that club, because every month you're going to get the balls just shipped to your doorstep, and you don't even realize until they show up.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay. Well, let's go one more step with the incentives. I would love for you to invite Golf Smarter listeners, the Golf Martyrs, to invite them to come to Two Balls, take two, Fred, to come to twoguyswithballs.com, And if it, I'm going to put you on the spot here. So if a Golf Smarter listener wants to, a Golf Martyr wants to order balls from you guys, is there any added incentive that you can throw in there for them?
Absolutely, Fred. Thank you for asking that question.
Oh, wow. Thank you for answering it that way.
Absolutely. Any listener or any customer that you have that would like to come to our site and try us out, go ahead at checkout. Use the coupon code GOLFSMARTER15. So just type that in. You'll get 15% off whatever your order is, big or small. And you can enjoy a nice discount just being one of Fred's loyal listeners.
Does that include joining your clubs, or is that just for purchase of balls?
You know, normally it's just for purchase of balls, but why don't we just do that just because I like you, Fred, and I love your listeners. So let's throw in any of our clubs as well. You'll get 15% off using that.
Whoa. Okay, that is really generous. Thank you. Golf Smarter 15.
Yeah, and
Golf Smarter 15,
right? Partner yet. I haven't checked with my partner on that, but we're going with it because it has to be because you're recording this. So, yes, Golf Smarter 15. Spaces, no space. It will take everything.
Okay. Thank you. That's really, really generous of you. I appreciate it. You know, when people ask me, what do I want for my birthday or what I want for the holidays, I always like, you can either buy me rounds of golf or you can buy me balls. Don't buy me gear. I have to pick my own gear. I don't like getting gifts.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to buy me a golf shirt? That's fine. But I prefer to buy a golf shirt at the golf course that I just broke 80 at, right? So, just balls, rounds of golf. That's what you can buy me. And this is the perfect spot to go buy gifts for. I mean, forget about yourself.
Yeah.
You need to buy gifts. Just go to there and then use Golf Smarter 15 and you get a discount and buy some for yourself. That's great. TubeGuysWithBalls.com. Sam Hogan, one of the co-founders of TwoGuysWithBalls.com. That was so informative and so much fun. I wish you all the luck in the world, and thanks again for your generosity.
It was what a great time I just had as well, Fred. Thank you so much. I appreciate what you're doing, what your mission statement is, anytime I think that we can find the answers or a way to help our fellow amateur golfers passion about this amazing game that makes us come back when we hit that one great shot around, we're going to try to do it. So I love what you're doing as well, Fred. Thank you so much.
All right. This week on the Golf Smarter Academy, we're going ahead and read a question that we received as an email, and it was about the episode we just did with Grant Shafransky. And we have Grant back on the line. Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Fred?
I'm doing well, and I really appreciate you coming back on the show to answer this question for our Academy listener.
I'm happy to. Let's hear it.
Okie doke. This is from Shane Rassett. And Shane, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. And he says, newer listener to your show, gotta say I love it. We love you too, Shane. Your most recent episode really struck me, talking about golfers who shoot 100 and the distances they normally hit their clubs. I got my driver about 270 to 290 and play my pitching wedge about 135 to 145. Okay, so I'm already, my it's like, really? All right, let's see what else he says.
He's got some speed.
Yeah, he does. He said newer listener to the show. Didn't necessarily mean he's a newer golfer, but the shooting 100 part and those distances, which piques my interest. Anyway, he says, these distances seem longer than what most people hit that are about the same level as me. Oh, he answered his own question. It seems like I lose a lot of my strikes off the tee by either hitting in the trees left or right after taking penalties and getting down the fairway. I usually get in from 150 in 2 to 5 shots. How can I get my club face consistently square on my driver and quit slinging them left or right with no consistency?
That's a great question. The two-way misses would generally be caused by a very, very aggressive club face, meaning it has a lot of rotation happening throughout the downswing, usually in an effort to get it square at impact. And so a very, very common fault for people who miss both directions, left or right, would be they typically would have a very open club face in transition, and they're trying to do everything that they can to either rotate it back to square before impact to actually help hit straight shots. But it's difficult to do that at a consistent rate. Okay, so sometimes they would leave it open. Sometimes they would over-rotate it, and you'll get your low left shots. So the key to it would be to try to stabilize that club face as much as you can. A good way to do it is to, number one, you want to look at the video of your swing just to verify that that might be the cause of it. And on a video, what you would see is the blade of maybe, say, a 7-iron or your driver, the face of it, not being matched up with their front bend or their tilt or their back line at, say, like a club parallel downswing position. So at about club parallel on their downswing, you'd want to see the face of the club be close to matched up with their spine or the angle of their spine. And a lot of times we'll see it actually leaning backwards at maybe like a 45 degree angle to their back line. And what that means is that player is going to have to do a lot of face rotation between that moment and impact just to hit a straight shot. And they can't do it at a high rate. It's hard to match that up every single time on every single swing. It's going to happen at different points, different amounts of face rotation. And so what you want to do is, if you do have that open face, a great way to match up and to get that changed very, very quickly is to match up your grip with it. Move your hands as a right-handed player more onto the right side of the grip, so a stronger grip. Having the V's on both your hands pointed towards your right shoulder would automatically get that club face to be a little bit more in a closed-looking position. Probably feel very close to the player, but they'd actually reduce the amount that they're trying to use their hands and rotate the club face through impact.
Awesome. That was phenomenal. And I have a feeling Shane's going to listen to this multiple times to get all the nuance and details that you just provided. Oh, that was great.
Happy to provide more information if it's needed.
Okay. Well, that's great. And if Shane wants more, he'll write back to us, and I'll forward his email off to you. I just want to let you know, my weekend in Minnesota was wonderful. The only humid day was, of course, the day we were on the golf course. We played that Theodore Worth Club.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful golf course. You know, that's the thing. People comment when they talk about golf course, they talk about the beauty. But it's so lush.
It's an outstanding property. Yeah, it's probably the best just pure property that the Minneapolis City courses have, just with the undulations, the hills, and the views of downtown skyline that it
yep.
has.
Yeah, and I walked it. And the back nine was a little more challenging, but the thing
got to you.
Yeah. Well, no, it didn't
get
to me.
Like climbing that hill on 10.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. That was straight up. And, the thing was that they're doing a lot of work on the course. So there were no par fives in the mm-hmm. back. So it was par 3-4, 3-4, 3-4, 4-3.
Right.
So it wasn't hard to shoot a low score. So. That made it more fun as well.
Absolutely.
And I just love the fact that in the wintertime, they multipurpose the course to be one of the better cross-country skiing courses in the area, right?
It's huge, yeah. It's very, very busy, very popular out there in the winter.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's great. Grant Szafranski, again, thank you so much. Give your email address and your URL one more time.
Best place to reach me is search on Facebook for Grant Szafranski Golf Academy. You can send me a direct message, and my email address is on there as well. Happy to answer any questions that your listeners have.
Okay, well, perfect. Thanks so much. So in addition to calling our toll-free line at 415-761-1498, I want to encourage you, like Shane, to simply email me your question, and I'll read it to the Golf Smarter Academy instructor of your choice or my choice. Now, when we answer your question on the show, you will receive, and Shane will be getting this too, a Golf Smarter Academy diploma suitable for framing, a Golf Smarter Academy ball marker, and free expert advice. Now, did you know that each week I send out an email to Golf Smarter listeners updating you on the week's content, any new videos that I've posted on Golf Smarter TV, and my weekly podcast recommendations? But this week's email will be an exclusive reminder of your incredible savings at twoguyswithballs.com, along with the generous additional 15% off your purchase of balls or any of their clubs. Again, the checkout code is GolfSmarter15. Now, if you're not on our mailing list, please make sure you sign up today. And the most effective way to sign up or submit your Academy question is to simply click on the Hey Fred button at GolfSmarter.com.